Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you're having a wonderful week. As you might remember, we discussed the table of grace either before or after last week's turkey dinner. So the focus of today's episode is words that weave. We are exploring an age-old challenge within the church, distance. What methods can we use to preserve true fellowship when separated by hundreds of even thousands of miles? Well, think about the early church. There was no Zoom, no texting, and no instant communication. Paul would establish a church in a place called Colossae, spend some time preaching there, and then move on. The believers he left behind often experienced isolation, faced persecution, and were susceptible to false teachings. The mere existence of distance could easily lead to discouragement. For Paul, a letter signified more than just a written message. It represented a vital connection. It was his only means of fulfilling his pastoral responsibilities to teach, correct, and most importantly, to provide encouragement. When Paul wrote, his words were intended to serve as a living and dynamic substitute for his physical presence. His approach was exceedingly intentional. This mindful effort serves as an inspiration for how we can use our words today to bridge the gaps that modern life creates. The first passage illustrates the great effort Paul made to ensure his long-distance connection felt both personal and impactful. Let's examine Colossians 4, verses 7 through 9. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister, as well as a fellow servant in the Lord, will provide you with all the updates about me. I am sending him for the specific reason to learn about your situation and bring comfort to your hearts, along with Onesimus, a faithful and cherished brother who is one of you. They will inform you about everything that is happening here. Now pay attention to the significant phrase in verse 8. Paul sends Tychicus along with the letter specifically to comfort your hearts. This illustrates the theology of connection in practice. Paul understood that a written letter could seem impersonal. Therefore, he dispatched Tychicus, a trusted individual he preferred to as a beloved brother, to offer a personal verbal account. Now, if we analyze the passage, we can divide it into two parts. First, words convey presence. Tychicus acted as Paul's representative. By sharing news about Paul's current challenges, he connected the distant apostles to the realities of the Colossians. Now, in listening to Tychicus, they experienced a sense of Paul's presence. Words are powerful. According to the Bible, to encourage means to call alongside, providing comfort, support, and urging for positive actions. Paul was not merely checking in. Rather, he was transmitting spiritual support across great distances. The takeaway for us is clear. When we write an email, send a card, or make a phone call, we assume the role of Tychicus. Our actions serve to convey our presence and the love of Christ to others, intentionally uplifting their spirits. While Paul exemplified encouragement, he wanted the church not to rely solely on him. He envisioned this power circulating within the community itself. This leads us to a potent verse from 1 Thessalonians 5:11, which instructs, "Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing." This represents the true decentralization of encouragement. Essentially, Paul conveys, I'm transmitted my encouragement to you. Now it's your turn to be a source of strength for one another. Whether you're sitting next to a friend in a pew or sending a message from afar, your words should function as a building blocks rather than tools for destruction. What implication does this hold in our modern digital world? In Paul's era, his letters represented cutting-edge communication. Now, we have tools that are way faster, yet the challenge remains. Will we utilize them to strengthen our fellowship? Each email, text, and comment represents an opportunity to embody Tychicus. It allows us to share phrases that reflect our presence, sincere care, and the grace of God. While physical distance does not hinder the church anymore, it can create emotional barriers. Let's choose to be purposeful. Grab your phone, boot up your laptop, or even pick up a pen and paper to send a note of encouragement. Remind someone that you are acknowledged, cherished, and essentially part of the community regardless of their location. Now, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we express gratitude for Paul, whose correspondence was also shown that fellowship transcends physical barriers. We seek for forgiveness for moments when we have let distance, our hectic lives, or mere forgetfulness serve our community bonds. We ask for forgiveness for times our words have not been uplifting or constructive. We now pray for the grace to be thoughtful messages today. Guide us in utilizing resources and opportunities you provide, be it through a letter, phone call, or a brief message, to sincerely uplift the hearts of those in our spiritual family. Guide us in utilizing the resources and opportunities you provide, be it through a letter, phone call, or a brief message, to sincerely uplift the hearts of those in our spiritual family. Encourage us to fulfill the calling to support one another. May every word we send out become a beacon of strength, comfort, and reassurance, reminding others that they are acknowledged, valued, and never alone in Christ. Keep us united through your Holy Spirit until we meet face to face, whether here or in your glorious kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward for next week as we continue this journey on One Heart, Many Hands. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.